Chris Earle on Time Travel, Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. But right now, you're time traveling back to November 11th, 1967, on Tears of the Gods.
During the winter of 1966, four Louisiana-born jazzmen, plus two veteran musicians who have long since proven themselves highly compatible in the New Orleans style, were recorded together while on tour as a unit in Germany. Alvin Alcorn was on trumpet. Jimmy Archie from Norfolk, Virginia, was on trombone. Donnell Howard from Chicago was on clarinet. Alton Purnell on piano. Pops Foster on string bass and Cy Fraser on drums. It was in Hamburg that this group was taped on that old favorite, Ting-a-ling. Original New Orleans All-Stars, as it sounded in a studio in Hamburg, Germany, on February 21st, 1966. Alvin Alcorn, Jimmy Archie, Donnell Howard, Alton Purnell, Pops Foster, and Cy Fraser. Alvin Alcorn, the trumpet player there, is one of the younger New Orleans musicians who continues to make his way with the old sound. Alvin was born in New Orleans in 1912. And was introduced to the trumpet by his stepbrother, George McCullough, a man who had worked with John Robichaud's dance band, as well as with the Excelsior Brass Band under Peter Bocage during the early 1920s. Alvin Alcorn worked in the New Orleans bands of Sidney Devine and Armin Perron during the late 20s and the early 30s, before setting out for Texas to join the swing group of another Crescent City-born musician, Don Albert. Actually, much of Alvin's trumpet playing is based on big band orientations as both the Davin and the Perron groups were in the Reading tradition, although many of the individual musicians in them could play real jazz. He returned to New Orleans in 1940, where he was soon sitting in with an aggregation led by that fine clarinet player, Polo Barnes. Then, after filling in with various types of bands around the city for the next decade or so, Kid Ory called him out to California in 1951 to come into his reconstituted traditional group based out there. The Ory Band made several tours during the 1950s and also recorded quite a number of times during that period. Alvin became fairly well known as a result of his traveling with this group, and his clear and ringing lead horn did much to acquaint fans on two continents with traditional jazz. For the last few years, Alvin has been back in the Crescent City, playing concerts in bands led by George Lewis, Sweet Emma, and Bill Matthews. He also parades on many a Saturday and Sunday with the famous brass bands of the city. Rounding things out, he's the vice president of the Colored Musicians Union in New Orleans. Alvin Alcorn, New Orleans jazz trumpet player.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
how do you do to you? It's In Sound time again. Time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is going
to be it. Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
Little love. say, lady, here I come, baby. I'm coming to get you.
Time traveling here on WMFO in Medford. We're going back to the second week of November 1967, playing you top radio hits from the Billboard Top 100, which we are mixing in over the course of this show with the entire 39-minute episode of Hank Fonce's WGBH radio program. Real New Orleans, an episode broadcast on Saturday, November 11th, 1967. We began with Jimi Hendrix's hit from his 1967 debut album, Are You Experienced? That was an incredibly cool cover of Hey Joe, perhaps the canonical version at this point. And then, as Hank Fonce described, Peter Bocage and some other musicians with a song called Breathe. And then two more November 1967 radio hits. The Doors with People Are Strange and Stevie Wonder, I'm Wondering. And then, as Hank described in more detail, the original New Orleans All-Stars with Ting-a-Ling. And then we heard Aretha Franklin with You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. And then Jimi Hendrix finished us off with another hit from Are You Experienced? That was Foxy Lady. Backing me up right now is Henry Mancini with his 1967 instrumental hit, The Love Theme from Romeo and Juliet. Right now, you're hearing Hank talk about a lot of jazz music, but on his later WMFO radio show, Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz, he discussed a lot of other topics, very informative and thought-provoking. I remember Hank disparaging Nobel Peace Prize winner Mother Teresa on the air, which greatly surprised me. Was nobody sacred to Hank Fonce? But then, later, when I talked to him about that and I researched her myself, well, I discovered she was no saint when you get down to it. I discovered what Hank was getting at. Between taking money from crooks like the Haitian dictator Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier and Charles Keating, who was an American banker famous for his role in the savings and loan scandal of the 1980s and the 90s. That was a pretty big deal. And in the media, Mother Teresa is always portrayed as taking care of people. But when you get down to it, the medical attention that she gave those in her care was pretty haphazard. In fact, when you get down to it, Mother Teresa displayed an almost Jack Kevorkian fascination with pain and death, as she herself revealingly recalled, quote, "One day I met a lady who was dying of cancer in a most terrible condition, and I told her, I say, You know, this terrible pain is only the kiss of Jesus, a sign that you have come so close to Jesus on the cross that he can kiss you. And she joined her hands together and said, Mother Teresa, please tell Jesus to stop kissing me. End quote. Yes, I think Mother Teresa showed a disturbing, lacking approach to managing pain. But for various reasons, a powerful public relations machine was built around her. And there were significant amounts of money that she raised, not to support the sick and the dying, but instead that money went to the general operations of the Roman Catholic Church, which, you know, has certainly been responsible for some great evils, including hundreds of years of institutionalized child abuse. And it was from Hank Fonts reading passages from an Ivan Illich book on our WMFO airwaves that I first learned about that philosopher, maverick social critic, and ultimately a former priest who, among many other things, pointed out in the 1970s how Western medicine frequently caused more harm than good and in effect rendered many people lifelong patients. Ivan Illich was predicting and ultimately diagnosing the incredibly expensive, wasteful, and often ineffective American healthcare system that we have today. Hank and his wife Irene were married for 44 years. When she passed away on April 19th, 2002, which was his birthday, it had a profound impact on him. He truly and deeply loved Irene. Hank Fonts was 90 years old when he died, and except for the last few years of his life, he was in excellent physical condition, regularly going to the gym to lift weights, and he was able to get around quite independently. And as a point to ponder, despite his longtime associations with many jazz musicians, Hank never drank or smoked, which may have had something to do with his long and healthy life. We got one last set for you, and we're going to hear the rest of Hank's Saturday evening WGBH jazz program, divided into two excerpts, as well as Billboard Top 100 radio hits from Hombres, Scott McKenzie, and The Who, plus another selection from our featured album, Jimi Hendrix's 1967 debut, Are You Experienced? And we're going to start it off now with a song from the Box Tops called The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
On March 3rd, 1958, The Eureka Brass Band, under its leader Percy Humphrey, was recorded at Maggie Tappan's Meeting Hall on Dryad Street. Percy was on trumpet alongside of Kid Sheik and Willie Peugeot. Sonny Henry and Albert Warner were on trombones. Reuben Roddy was on alto sax. Emmanuel Paul on tenor sax. Red Clark on sousaphone. Alfred Williams on snare drum. And Robert Fuclose Lewis on bass drum. Among other numbers recorded that eventful day was Just a Little While to Stay Here. Eureka Brass Band of New Orleans, Louisiana, as it sounded in the uptown side of the city almost 10 years ago. Of the 10 men on that recording, only Percy Humphrey, Kid Sheik, and Emmanuel Paul are still alive. These three gentlemen are still going strong down there. However, time has taken its toll around town these last few years. The old music goes on, but the legendary musicians who have created this world-renowned New Orleans jazz do grow fewer and fewer and fewer. Another 6 or 7 years may see the practical demise of this venerated sound on the streets of the city, as well as in its concert halls and private social gatherings. These men are just not being replaced.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Dressed in red, and the wind whispers clearly. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife, and the wind it cries very.
Friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve. No parking by the sewer sign, hot dog, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man, let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink. Made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt, keep an open mind, let it all hang out. Inside a big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
In 1963, the Eureka Brass Band was recorded with Percy, Sheik, and Peter Bocage on trumpets, Albert Warner and Chicken Henry on trombones, Willie Humphrey on clarinet, Emmanuel Paul on tenor sax, Wilbert Tillman on sousaphone, Cy Frazier on snare drum, and Robert Fuclos Lewis on bass drum. Among the offerings that day was By and By. And there they go, the members of the Eureka Brass Band, surcharged with the spirit of old New Orleans. Next Saturday night at 11, we'll be hearing some more of this music, the music that has for 75 years made the city of New Orleans the jazz citadel of the world. We'll have bands led by Kid Thomas Valentine, Oscar Celestin, and George Lewis. Hope you'll be listening in. This is Hank Fonce once more stating, without fear or favor, this is New Orleans Jazz.
For miles and miles and miles and miles. little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and 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 miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles.
Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. I find a spot. It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded.
Oh,
love. I got caught in the rush hour. These fellas started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Long express way to your heart. That express way, not the best way.
I find a flaw. It's much too crowded. Much too crowded.
you been double time traveling back to 1967 here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. We've been mixing up essentially the entire 39-minute episode from Saturday, November 11th, 1967. Hank Fonce's WGBH Real New Orleans Jazz Music Show. Yes, all of that wrapped by the top Billboard radio hits of that week. We began that final set with the Box Tops and the Letter. And then, as Hank described, the Eureka Brass Band, led by Percy Humphrey, with Just a Little While to Stay Here, followed by Jimi Hendrix and The Wind Cries Mary from our featured album, his summer 1967 debut, Are You Experienced? Next up was Hombres with Let It Out, and then the Eureka Brass Band again with By and By, followed by Scott McKenzie's hit, San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear the Flowers in Your Hair, and then The Who with I Can See for Miles. And then Soul Survivors gave us Expressway to Your Heart. We also heard from Miriam Makeba with Pata Pata. And we heard from Gladys Knight and the Pips, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. We're closing out the show now with a song from Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention's 1967 album, Absolutely Free. This track is called Invocation and Ritual Dance of the Young Pumpkin. And I'd say, unlike the Billboard hits I've been playing for you in the rest of the show, I think you'd be pretty unlikely to hear this song if you just turned on the radio. We're living in some pretty crazy times, and who knows what's going to happen next. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? You know, unexpected situations like a power outage or a water disruption or some other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a couple of flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. I think you can be pretty sure if the power went out and all the cell phones went down, the firefighters and all the medical services and the police be pretty busy pretty soon. So really, truly, be careful about using candles, especially if the power goes out. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and the radio station that cares. Yes, we are WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio. In any case, thanks for time traveling with me back to 1967. And stay tuned for Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music from the 1980s.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary.